Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Come ye sinners, lost and lonely, Jesus' blood can make you free, for he saved the worst among you, when he
the next few programs, I will be teaching on the things that are going on in the world, the things that are happening, and how Scripture is being fulfilled. The Lord God has given us Scriptures on how to identify the time that we're living in. And we can definitely see that we are that generation that is going to see the Lord Jesus Christ coming back. We see definitely the signs of the times. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, there is an interesting scripture. The Lord God tells us, blessed is he that readeth and did adhere the words of this prophecy, and keep these things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. He tells us that we will be blessed when we study the things of these prophecies. In what way are we going to be blessed? Today, there are many Christians that don't have a clue of what is going to happen in the last days. They don't seem to have studied the word. Their churches don't seem to have preached on the end times. So there are many who are confused. They are not blessed with the knowledge of God. And God does not want his children to live in confusion and darkness. He wants us to understand and know what is going to come. The Lord God went up to Abraham and said, will I not share with my friend what is going to take place? And he told him that he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. So is the Lord trying to get our attention. He wants to tell his friends, his children, his redeemed ones of what is coming to pass on this planet. So we need to study scripture. We need to pay attention of what's going on around us so that God will be able to open our eyes to what's coming. And thus, we will not be confused when it does happen. So today I will teach on this. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I ask you that you will anoint this message. You will bless us as we study thy word and as we look on the things that are happening. Lord, open our eyes to the truth of what is passing and coming to pass. Open our ears to your voice so that we can understand, so that we will not be confused. I thank you, O Heavenly Father, for your word. You will anoint this message. You will bless the listeners. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen. In Luke chapter 21, verse 26, the Lord tells us, men's hearts will be failing them for fear and for looking after the things which are coming on the earth, and for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. This definitely is coming to pass. People are starting to panic. They are looking at the things that are happening all over the world. There doesn't seem to be much enthusiasm left to go on. People are starting to get really discouraged. And in some cases, people are already committing suicide because of the economic crashes that are happening all over the planet. Yes, this was predicted by the word of God that these things will come to pass. Why are these things happening? First of all, in 1948, the door to revelation was open when Israel became a nation. The Lord God predicted that the generation that is going to see that will see the end coming. They will be the generation that will experience the end of this age. Israel became a nation in 1948. And in 1967, Jerusalem was taken from the Gentiles and given to the Jewish nation. The time of the Gentile has come to an end. The Lord will now start to use the Jewish people to get the attention of the world. And let me tell you, that has happened. Anytime you watch the news, you can see Israel on the news. The nations are setting themselves against that little nation of Israel. All the world's attention are drawn to that nation. We can definitely see that since Jerusalem became the capital of the Israeli people, the nations of this earth have been in turmoil. We are going to see some very interesting things coming out of that part of the world in the very near future. What is the agenda for that nation? The agenda is that there's going to be an oil boom. Their riches are going to explode. They have already found the greatest reserve of natural gas that is ever found on the planet, right in Israel. So the oil giants, the big energy companies, are now looking towards Israel to start to invest their money. Yes, we will see that in the very near future. It is already happening. The Lord God predicted that incredible wealth will be found in the land of Israel in the latter days. This is why the Russians and the Muslim hordes will try to come down and kill or annihilate the Jewish people. It will be because of their riches. And we are already seeing these things coming to pass. And when we look at what's happening on the world scene, the Bible teaches us that we'll have great earthquakes. In the last few months, we had some incredible earthquakes. The one in Haiti, then in Chile, then in Spain, and now in China. Incredible earthquakes. They don't even report the little ones. They have to be 7 magnitude or bigger before they're even reported on the news. An earthquake has to kill quite a few people before it is being reported. This is how common it's becoming, the earthquakes that are happening all over. It tells us in Luke chapter 21, verse 25 and 26, "And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the seas and the waves roaring, men's heart failing them for fear, for looking after the things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken." We are already seeing these terrible shakings happening all over the world. The scientists are warning us a meteorite is going to strike the earth in the very near future. And when that happens, it's going to devastate the planet. They are trying to figure out how to deflect those great meteorites that are going to strike the earth. And they are saying it is practically useless to try to do that. We do not have the technology. We do not have the know-how. And the Bible teaches us that a meteorite will hit this planet and will cause great destruction. Yes, the things that are written in the Word of God are now being clearly identified by the world's through the world's technologies. People are able to proclaim and describe the things that are happening with clarity. What the Bible prophesied years and years ago is now starting to become a definite reality. Like in the days of Noah, when Noah was warning the people who were living for the devil to repent, to turn to God, they would not listen. They laughed at him. They made fun of him. And Noah was warning them the Lord was going to destroy this planet. They thought he was a nut. And let me tell you, the time came when Noah went into the ark, and that was the end of it. The great flood came. And the flood that we read about in the Bible is history. Even though many on this planet are trying with all their might to disprove the record of the flood. They cannot. It's all around us. We can see that God once destroyed this planet. We know for a fact that in the Arctic, they are digging up animals that have still food in their mouth that were frozen instantly. Yes, that happened. We have the technology to prove it. But people do not want God. They blindly go about trying to disprove him. It's not that there is no proof, but in the darkness of their hearts, they're trying to persuade the populations that God does not exist. Yes, we are fast approaching the time when the Lord God will say, enough is enough. And then he will let all hell break loose on this planet. In Luke chapter 21, verse 10 and 11, there is an interesting scripture. It tells us, then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall be there from heaven. What are we seeing today? We are seeing pestilences. We are seeing great earthquakes. In different places, there are fearful sights. We watch the Muslim extremists killing each other, bombs going off, body parts flying in every direction. Yes, the Muslim extremists are declaring, instead of declaring a day of prayer, they're declaring a day of rage. That is interesting. I was watching this on TV. They declared a day of rage. And let me tell you, they burn cars, they loot shops. It's unbelievable how the devil has infiltrated those people and have warped their minds to the point where they're totally demon-possessed. The Bible teaches us here that we're going to see some fearful sights. And I dare people to turn on their television and watch these people as they go about in their day of rage. That is something that was unbelievable 20 years ago or 30 years ago, but now we see it every day on television. And we have better start to look unto our Savior Jesus Christ, because these things are overtaking countries. In England now, the government, if you in any place in the government pray, or you talk to somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ, you can lose your job. But they have set aside prayer rooms for the Muslims to pray, to come together and pray. Fear has overtaken the people of England, and I'm afraid it's fast coming to this country, where we will stand back and watch as the Muslim extremists take over. Yes, if Jesus doesn't come back, this is exactly what's going to happen. People are filled with fear. They don't know how to react in situations like that anymore, because the word of God has been kicked out and confusion has taken over. I'm asking the Christian today, where do you stand with this great God? Are you nonchalant about the whole thing, and are you burying your head in the sand, and hoping it'll go away? Well, it's not. It's going to get worse. We're going to see some interesting things coming to pass, and we need to start seeking the face of God. Our mediocre Christianity has to be put aside. We have to start seeking God in earnest so that he will be able to show us how to operate. Yes, just like in the days when the Lord God came up to Abraham and said, will I not communicate with my friend what I'm going to do? This is how God wants to do it today. He wants to tell us on what we can expect, and He wants to show us what to do. So we need to open our hearts to His voice and to His word so that we can receive the instructions that He has for us. The time for playing church is over. Jesus is about to come back. We are fast running out of time. The Lord will open your heart to these incredible truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
I have a source of strength when I am weak. That takes me through when life is pressing me. I have a source of power from above. I'm covered over by a shield of blood. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains
watch the disasters taking place all over the world and the judgment of God beginning to be poured out in different places. It is very interesting to note that the Lord God selects different places for judgment. Taiwan, New Orleans, Haiti, different parts of the world. If you study what happens in those places, you can kind of connect the dots. Why they are being singled out for judgment. And when some man of God makes a statement of God judging these areas, It is not the world that becomes critical. The greatest critics are those who call themselves Christians. They will jump on a person who will proclaim that God is beginning to judge, because the Christian world seems to think today that God is love and there is no judgment in him. When we study what happened with the judgments in the Old Testament, there was a certain timetable given to these people. Abraham was told that the Canaanite people were evil, but their cup wasn't full yet, and the time will come when they will be judged. And 400 years later, the children of God marched out of Egypt and destroyed most of the inhabitants of Canaan, which is now called Israel. When Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed, the Lord came to Abraham and said, I will go and see if the cry that has reached my ears is like they say it is. And we have to understand and remember that the Sodomites were very wicked people. There wasn't only homosexuality. There was child molestation. There was terrible injustice done. And Abraham could not. He could not intervene for Sodom and Gomorrah. God destroyed it. And this is what I believe is happening today. When we see New Orleans going underwater, it has been the greatest witchcraft place in North America, where they worshiped Satan. When we see Taiwan being destroyed by tsunami waves, we know that the biggest human trafficking, selling children for sex, and people flying in from all over the planet to take advantage of young boys and young girls, we know that judgment is going to be more severe next time. The country of Haiti, which was nearly destroyed by an earthquake, is a country where the religion is voodoo, which is a form of witchcraft and devil worship. We can see these things happening to different places. And when a man of God proclaims that God is judging, it is the Christians that criticize him. Dominican Republic, adjacent to Haiti, on the same island, not a signpost was shaken in that earthquake. We know that God is doing something to get our attention. So lift up your heads, children of God. God is nearer than you think. His Spirit is about to be poured out on all flesh, and it is happening. And when that happens, we will see incredible signs and wonders. Devils will be unleashed because they are now hiding dormant in certain people. We will start to see demonic activity increasing, because the Holy Spirit will rile them up. And at the same time, those who have the Holy Spirit will start to speak out for God. Yes, the Bible teaches us in Luke chapter 21, verse 36, watch you therefore and pray always, that you are accounted worthy to escape all those things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. So the Lord God is giving his children a warning. Get close to me. Pray that you will be counted worthy to escape the tribulation, the horrors of the tribulation that are soon to come upon this planet. The Lord will open your heart to these truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.